Back here at Martin Stadium, it is the we're here at the Commercial Bank and Company Press Box halftime, and on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show, Colquitt County Packers are on the field performing right now. The Vikings trail, we trail 20-7, Bill, not quite the half that we expected out of our Vikings.
Well, I know we'll go over some halftime stats in a little while when Taylor gets those kind of taken care of, but it was dismal for the Vikings. You mentioned like 11 carries, maybe only 1 yard at one time. Didn't have a lot going for us. And then there at the very end of the ball game, with seconds running out, the Vikings get a great touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to Malik Roberts. Get on the board. We said we needed points, and you said 7 is going to go a lot longer than 3. And obviously, 20-7, we're still in this ball game now.
We absolutely are. And now the thing we've got to do is Colquitt won the toss, elected to defer. So we've got to kick off to them to start the second half. We have got to stop them and stop them early. Go down. It doesn't matter if we get any points on the board right away. The thing we've got to do coming out in the third quarter is stop the Packers, stop them early, and get that ball back.
Well, Wes, I'm going to ask you something right before the before we get to the second half. We have not had your words of wisdom, if you will. So we'll talk about that before we get into the second half, because you make a good point. It's not necessarily that we got to score points, but the defense has got to stop this high-powered offense. I mean, these guys, they've got right now probably 200-plus yards of total offense. And they just are really moving the ball almost at will. Late in the half, we did see the Vikings defense really stiffen up. We began to put pressure on the quarterback. We had one sack by Brian Bell. So, and maybe the corner, you're starting to see us turn that corner.
Well, and I hope so, because we have got, like I said, we've got to make some changes. This is a high, Colquitt has a high potent offense. We've got to start getting a little more pressure on Mobley, and not just getting pressure on him, but not letting him spin and get away from us.
Yeah, and the option that he's run has, I don't think we've seen that anywhere on tape yet, and he's been really successful with that option. You've got a great running back like Shaheem King, and when you can fake that handoff and you can pick up 8, 9, 10 yards, that becomes a danger you got to take care of.
And you see why he's the number one running back in the region. I mean, and of course we knew about that. I talked to Jim Turner, one of their radio guys, last night, and Jim says what will happen is we'll spread it out and give it to him, and there's some open space out there for him to run. He's got real good speed, and he runs really well.
Well, I think, too, defensively, our defensive backs have got to find their rhythm. And remember, you've got to stay with your man. You can't, I mean, because of the mobility of Mobley, if you give up on the play as a defensive back, as we saw down here one time, Mobley was rolling out, had no place to go. Then he looks down, his wide receiver breaks away because our cornerback kind of slowed up a little bit. So, man, I've been out here covering. He ought to be down by now. And when you assume that, that's what happens. He makes a great diving catch down here around the 10-yard line, sets him up for a score. Cornerbacks have got to play all the way to the whistle, just like that defensive line does.
Absolutely. Bill, coming out on the field now is the award-winning Georgia Bridgeman, and they'll be in competition tomorrow, and hopefully going to bring us home a trophy.
Yeah, what a great band. The Colquitt band, very nice to listen to, but when you've got the band the size of the Lounge High Georgia Bridgeman, it's just an amazing group of young people. The dedication that they put into their craft is no different than what these football players put into theirs. It's a great night to get out here and watch the Lounge High Georgia Bridgeman, and we've got on the clock, it says 10 minutes left here in the halftime period. Wes, before we get into our first half stats, I thought we'd go ahead and take another break. We'll listen to the band for a little while, come back and give you some updates on scores as well, because around the region, it's a great night for region football as Tipp County hosts Coffee and Camden hosts Valdosta. We get those numbers for you after this four-minute break. You're listening to the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. We're at Martin Stadium where the Vikings trail the Packers 20-7. We'll be back after this four-minute break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. You are listening to the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show. I want to thank them for their sponsorship of Lounge High Football. Let's go over here to Taylor Stubbs. Let's get some scores around the area.
All right, some scores around the region. Coffee and Tipton are tied at halftime, and in the Battle of the Wildcats, Camden leads Valdosta 14-10.
So what is that tie score, though, at Tipton?
It's at halftime, 14-14.
Okay, you just said it was tied. You didn't tell me the score. So I needed to know how many points they had scored. So 14-14. That, and I really thought that was one of the better matchups. They were all three good matchups in the region, but that's a good one right there.
Exactly. It sounds like it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it really is. Colquitt here leads our Lounge High Vikings 20-7. The Vikings look to be dead in the water until right there at the very end, Taylor, and we picked up that much-needed touchdown.
Right, and it all started on that big 65-yard pass play.
Yeah, it really did. And what we did was we passed from the bunch formation. And I said to begin with, we needed to pass when we were in the bunch, run when we're in the spread, keep them off guard. And I'm talking about the receiver. Who was it that caught that pass? Brandon Roberts caught the long pass, but I mean, he just blew by everybody out there. There was nobody out there with him because everybody was looking for the run.
Correct. And the thing that set it up was the play action pass. So,
And Taylor Stubbs has joined us too. Taylor, we talked about it. I mean, Biddle has joined me on this side. I got two Taylors. I'm the Bill sandwich. We were talking about running from the spread and passing from that bunch formation.
Yeah, you got to spread the field out when they're stacking everybody in the box. You got to get some open lanes in the running. We're having a hard time blocking them when they put that many men in the box. I like to see the play calling with the long pass to Brandon Robertson and the touchdown pass that was thrown as well. So we'll see. We got a long way to go. Uphill battle, 20-7, Vikings trail, and maybe the spark that we needed it there at the end of the first half, though.
Well, about some Page Heating and Air halftime stats, we've got most of them here for you. You can give us just a quick recap.
First downs thus far for the Vikings is at 4 first down, Cockers at 12. Rushing attempts, Vikings are 20 rushing attempts for 22 yards. Cockwood is 17 rushing attempts for 94 yards. Passing thus far, the Vikings are 2 of 4 with 59 yards passing. Cockwood is 9 of 16 with 158 yards passing. Total plays, this is the biggest differential. Vikings have run 24 plays for 81 yards. Packers have run 33 plays for 252 yards. Penalties tonight, the Vikings have been penalized 4 times for 35 yards. Cockwood has been penalized 5 times for 34 yards. Kick returns tonight, the Vikings have had 4 kick returns for 86 yards. Cockwood had 1 kick return for 13 yards. Third down conversion rate, this is another huge stat. The Vikings are only 1 of 7 on third down, while the Packers are 1 of 5 on third down. Fourth down conversions, Colquitt is 1 of 1 on fourth down conversions. We've had 2 sacks tonight for 12-yard loss. Colquitt's been sacked 3 times for 17-yard loss. Leading rushers tonight thus far for the Vikings, Jerome Daniels has 16 yards. Austin Dixon with the sacks, he's minus 20 yards. Nate Brantley's got 2 carries for 9 yards. Ahmad Brown, big shocker here, Three rushes for only 6 yards. Receiving thus far for the Vikings, Brandon Roberts with the big 47-yard reception, and Trey Durden with the 12-yard touchdown.
So that was Durden on the touchdown. I thought
it was Malik Roberts.
We'll make that correction. Yeah. So it was Malik Roberts on the touchdown, and we're just about a minute. Getting the bands off the field, getting the teams back on the field, and we're going to start the second half here. Colquitt has had their way here in the first half. Vikings defensively, I think one of the big things we're going to have to do is we have got to stop Colquitt defensively.
Absolutely, absolutely. We, you know, in what we said in pregame, we got to make them go the full length of the field. The one time we had them back pinned in their own end zone, we stopped that run. They got out on the 1 yard line. Then they threw a huge bomb to get plenty of breathing room. But, you know, they've had the ball pretty much on our side of the field the whole first half. We got to flip that. We got to have the ball on their side of the field the whole first half, or the whole second half, and let them work the long field like we've been doing the first half.
We started well. Put them on the 3 yard line. They get a huge pass as Eric Hart just got turned around. They make a great catch. Now, he made a touchdown saving tackle.
Yep, and that was their big receiver, one of Marty's impact players going into this game. I think he did go off. I have not seen him back on the
field. I have not either.
Boyd was his name.
Todd Boyd, and he has not come back, guys. He went out with an ankle injury. I've looked for him on the sidelines, and I have not even seen him return from the locker room.
All right, guys. The clock's ticking down. They'll probably reset the 3 minutes for warm-up, and when they do, we'll be ready to get this thing underway.
Let's Bill, correction, I do see Todd Boyd. He's actually on the other sidelines. He's now out. He's still in uniform, and he's walking, but very, very gingerly, up and down, trying to, I guess, test that ankle. But it'll be interesting to see if he can come back out, because he's their go-to guy. And Keel Pollard is their number two, but Keel stepped up and been their number one.
One thing I've noticed about Pollard, they seem to be picking on Brown, 21.
Alex Brown.
Yeah, Alex Brown. I was drawing a blank. Excuse me. Picking on him with maybe a little bit of height differential there. You know, we've got to get some pressure on Mabu. We've had a little bit of success in the second quarter getting pressure on him. You know, just fingertips away from some big sacks.
Taylor, you're absolutely right. They are putting Pollard on Alex Brown. There is a big size difference. That's made us roll over the safety over to cut off the inside slant on Pollard. So, in essence, we have the two-on-one, and we all know Rush Rhodes love to have the numbers game. That's why they're running the football on us.
Yep. Well, we've got the second half to get underway here, and we'll figure out what we're going to do. We're going to take a 60-second break. We come back, it'll be second half action. Vikings trail the Packers 20-7. We'll be back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. We are high above Martin Stadium, getting ready for the second half between the Packers of Colquitt County and our Lions High Vikings. The clock ticking down under 30 seconds now. As we said, Colquitt won the toss. They deferred their option to the second half, so they will receive the ball to start. And they already, as we said, lead 20-7. The Vikings get a great touchdown right at the very end of the half to at least put points on the board, get some momentum, and maybe be able to carry this into this next half. Wes, I need your attention, buddy, so let's get some headsets on and go to work.
I'm ready when y'all are.
So give us some words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. As an old man once told me, who officiated high school football for many, many years, he said, the least most important thing in life is the score at halftime. And the most important drive that your opponent will have, the most important possession your opponent will have, is the first possession of the third quarter. Your most important possession of the ball game will be your first possession of the third quarter. That usually dictates how the game is going to turn out. But the least most important thing in life, he said, was the score at halftime.
Well, we've missed those words of wisdom for the first four games because
we didn't need them.
We didn't need those words of wisdom, but we do here. 12 minutes on the clock, third quarter, getting ready to kick this thing off, and we'll kick the ball off to Colquitt. We'll see who's in their backfield back there. It looks like number nine, that's Brandon Key. Is that right, number nine?
Number nine, Brandon Key. Yep.
23.
And 23, that's
number Ty Lee.
Ty Lee, that's right.
And Nick Hart will kick off. He'll set the ball down on the far hash mark. I want to remind everybody the Valdosta State Blazers in town tomorrow night. San Angelo State comes into play. The Blazers at 7 o'clock. Nick Hart set to get ready to get the second half of our first region game of the year underway. The official signals ready for play, and we're getting ready to go. Tops it, hits, bounces into the end zone. Packers will take over first and 10 at their 20-yard line. I tell you what, even though it was he topped it, Bill, you could see kick it the way it rolled over. It still did what we wanted it to do.
Yeah, we need, and getting that opportunity to have them have to start at the 20, our defense gets a chance, sets up, and as we said, defense has got to play and get this ball, this game under control right here.
Mobley brings the Packers out. They'll set the ball down in the middle of the field. Packers will be going from right to left on your radio dial. He'll put Lee and King in the backfield, splits his receivers. Gives it to King, right up the middle, bounces outside. We chase him, he gets to the corner, Bill. and we'll run him out of bounds, but I think he picked, did he get the first down? It's going to be awfully close out there.
Yep, that is the first down, just right at 10 yards as he sweeps on the outside around the right.
Trips to the near side, single receiver far side. We're in a three-man, four-man front. Mobley takes a snap, straight back, looks, pump, right up the middle, looking to run. We hit him, and he'll get a yard as a great solo tackle out there by Nate Brantley. We had a good coverage. We had good coverage from our defensive backs, and he had to step up in the pocket. Brantley come up and met him. 11:35 to go here, in the third quarter, and the Vikings trail 20-7. It'll be second and seven. Mobley in the shotgun. Again to King right up the middle as he crosses the 35 up to the 36. 1, 2, 3, give him 4 yards on the carry. We'll be facing a third, Bill, and about five.
King so far, he just squirms through that line and picks up, you know, just yards when you don't think he's going to have any.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Three down linemen for our Vikings. They're looking. Throw out in the flat. Oh, in and out of the hands of number 27, Javonte Woods.
Tipped by number 17, Trey Jackson, breaks the thing up. And as a result, Colquitt's in the situation. They're going to punt, Wes.
And this is something we haven't seen them do tonight. We're sending Alex Brown and Jock Alexander back deep.
Let's see what we can do here. Yeah, a run back would be great.
There's
a
flag.
Let's see what the call is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 men.
It's going to be a call against the Vikings.
And
that 5 yards, will that be enough for a first down? I believe it will, Wes.
That's going to be close.
I believe he's got it by a good half yard. Yep, that'll be a first down for the Colquitt County Packers. They get a break that we give them. We don't need Colquitt doesn't need any help, Wes. So Packers first and 10 now.
From their 41-yard line, 10:57 to go third quarter.
So we go from 12 to 10 players now, Wes.
And they give it to King right up the middle, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage and will go absolutely nowhere.
The young man that had to come off on the punt was the young man who was supposed to be in on defense, and that's tough on a young man that, you know, he's being screamed at for being out there, and now he's getting screamed at for not being out there.
Second and 8. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Mobley with two running backs to his left. Puts one in motion. Drop back those out in the flat. Catch out there to King. King by one man, two. No, that's Ty Lee. He has the first down as he crosses the 45 down to the 40, and they'll get down into Viking territory at our 38-yard line.
Great little swing pass that they have been so successful on. Vikings have got to regroup now defensively. They had their mindset. They had stopped them three and out. Now they're getting first downs. They've got to regroup here, the defense does.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. They give it to King right up the middle. He stutter steps, gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and they'll give him a yard. It'll be second and 9. 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 20-7. Packers with the football in Viking territory at the Viking 37-yard line.
Good stop that time by the defense, as King only picked up about a yard.
Mobley, two running backs to his right. Wing back just to his right. We're showing blitz. There we come. They give it to King. Ah, King gets tripped up as he goes and he tries to jump up into the line of scrimmage. And, Bill, it'll be third and about 8 now.
Again, I keep seeing formation instances with Colquitt. They were bunched in the backfield. Their receiver is way off the line out here on the outside, yet there's still been no call for a formation. He's off the line now, but now they've only got three in the backfield, so it is correct now.
Mobley looking, keeps the ball, gets hit, still on his feet. He'll pick up about 4 yards, but it'll be fourth down.
Now, this is no man's land, Wes. A little too far maybe for a field goal attempt. Not so much they may want to punt. They lead 20-7. You wonder if Colquitt's going to go for it here.
Fourth and five from our 33-yard line with 8:58 to go here in the third.
They send out a different formation. Let's see if this is a punt.
Nope, Martinez to attempt a field goal. This will be a 50-yard attempt. His longest on the year has been 42.
He's had the leg.
There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up. It'll be wide right. You can
and
see
short.
It from here and short.
So the Vikings dodge a bullet, and they'll get the ball turnover on the missed field goal.
Now, Bill, do you realize what most folks don't know? We could have actually put a back there who could have fielded that ball and ran it out. Well, no, it went into the end zone, I'm sorry. It had to have caught it before it went into the end zone.
Yep.
So we'll take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 8:28 to go here in the third period. Vikings trail 20-7. Malik Roberts goes to the far side. Amon Brown, Jerome Daniels, and Arvin Berry. We are back in that Eagle. We get the tight end to our side. Packers in a five-man front. Brown in motion, and we give it to Berry right up the middle, and big Arvin Berry just rumbles up the middle this time. Keeps those big legs turning as he gets up to the 27-yard line. About the 28, it should be. Second and about three with 8:14 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 20-7. Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, and Marty Rogers.
That fullback has been the most productive back here in the last little while.
Packers in a five-man front, two linebackers. We're still in that Eagle. Now double tight end. We give it to Jerome Daniels on the carry, on the counter play. He has the first down up to the 40-yard line. First time that counter has worked tonight, and it looked good. We put Amon Brown in motion to the Packers side and brought Jerome Daniels on the counter back to the near side for an 11-yard carry out to the 40-yard line. First and 10 Vikings. 7:40 to go here in the third period. Amon Brown, wing back near side. Daniels far side. Nate Brantley in at fullback. Packers five-man front. Looks like they're trying to pinch down on the guard. Again, we give it to Daniels. He runs right into the teeth of that Packer defense because they did. They pinched right down on the guard and right into, and there was no hole there. Anthony Robinson, the sophomore running back, the little speedster, checks in, and Jerome Daniels checks out. Bill, we lost yard. It'll be second and 11.
Jerome was supposed to go in that hole right where he went, but the hole opened further to the next gap. Had he had his head up, maybe seen that, might have been able to pick up some positive yards.
Again, Packers in a five-man front. Mon Brown, wing back near side. Robinson, far side. Dixon slides under center. Puts Brown in motion. Keeps it, rolls right, looking. Gets a great block, throws that to Nate Brantley, makes the catch at the 45, and he's up to the 50. Bill, he'll have the first down at the 50-yard line. And what do we say, buddy?
First down Vikings. And I tell you, one of the great things that made that happen, number 52, Dwayne Hart rolled out, put a great block, gave Austin Dixon just the second he needs to find Brantley downfield.
First and 10 Vikings, just the ball just inside Packer territory. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Amon Brown, wing back near side. We bring Anthony Robinson, and we give it to
Trey
Jackson, and look at that big Trey. Look at that linebacker slash fullback. That's Trey's best run of the year as he picks up, Bill, about 8 yards on the carry.
Again, the fullback position right now, that little bit of a counter and a quick give to the fullback has been successful.
Well, give him 7 yards. It is second and three. The ball down to the Packer, 42-yard line. 6 minutes to go here in the third period. Double tight ends for our Vikings. Robinson in motion. We give it to Robinson. Nope, to Brown on the carry. Brown gets hit. Oh, the ball is on the ground. Packers pick it up, and they're rumbling downfield. Austin Dixon has to make the tackle. He was down when the ball came out.
The ball bounced as he came down, but nonetheless, they're calling it a turnover, and Colquitt has the ball at the Viking 25-yard line.
Marty, were you down there? Could you see it, my friend?
Guys, it wasn't even close. The ball came out on first contact, hit the ground. He was not down, and that was a good call there, and it just a very, very costly turnover.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply update. That's why we have Marty down there. He's got the eyes. Mobley brings two receivers near side, single receiver far side. 34-yard fumble return. He throws out in the flats, bounces the ball right in front of number 27. That is Javonte Woods. Stops the clock with 5:44 to go here in the third period. Vikings trailing 20-7.
Going back to the play with Amon Brown, from our vantage point, you're exactly right. Looked like he hit the ground and it bounced out, but because Marty's right there, sees it on the first contact, you wonder if maybe a little bit of the sore ribs, that first hit, knocks the ball loose.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side, ball on the far hash mark. Mobley straight back, there comes the rush, we got him, and now he's going down. The first man to him was number 32, and number 30 wraps him up. Bill, you've got us some numbers. Brian Bell and Corbion White.
That's exactly right. Brian Bell makes the stop almost, throws over the top of him, and Corbion White's there to clean it up.
7 yard loss.
Seven-yard loss. It will be third and 17. Mobley in the shotgun. Like to say hello to Lucy and Rex Brown up in North Carolina. 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. Play clock down to 11 seconds. Mobley splits his receivers. Gives it to King. King trying to bust outside. We hit him. He goes down as he picks up a yard. It'll be fourth and about 14. And what will Coach Prost do now? He's sending Luis Martinez back in to attempt another field goal, Bill.
That was Brian Bell and Trey Jackson teaming up for the tackle. This is going to be about 49 yards. He was so far off on that 50, you wonder why he's going to try. Or, I'm sorry, it's 48 yards, right?
48-yard attempt from the far hash mark. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. A 48-yard field goal by the Packers, and they lead 23-7. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James and Bill Osborne. Jose Vega set to kick off for the Packers. They just kicked a 48-yard field goal to extend their lead 23-7. High end over end kick. That sails out of bounds, and we'll take it out at the 35. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Packers, four plays, they minus 6 yards, ran 1 minute and 27 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 48-yard field goal by Martinez. Colquitt leads 23-7 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Vikings take over, first and 10 from the 35-yard line.
Ball will be on the near hash mark as Dixon brings the Vikings out. It will be Eric Hart at one wing back, Jerome Daniels at the other, along with Arvin Berry. At the fullback, we send Malik Roberts to the far side in man coverage. Packers have stayed in that five-man front unless we spread it out. We put Hart in motion, and we give it to Berry. Berry, he churns as it gets up to the 45 yards. Bill, that was a hard, hard run by Arvin Berry, and it was all Arvin.
Yeah, it really was. He was hit, I mean, almost 2 yards through the line, and he just drug them the other three.
It'll be second and 5 with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're getting a play in from the sidelines. Tied into the press box side of the field. We bring Jerome Daniels in motion. Again to Berry. Berry just runs right into the teeth of the Packers, and this time he'll get absolutely nowhere. It'll be third and 5. They have got some big hogs up front, and they're doing a good job of stopping our run.
Yeah, they really are. You mentioned the size. These young men are big, big physical players. And the times we've been able to get through the line, it's been a great scheme. But if you just head up on these guys, they're going to hit you.
Third and 5. Two receivers far side. Malik Roberts to the near side. We have Trey Jackson in at the blocking back. We've got Eric Hart in at running back. They move Trey now to the press box side of the field. Dixon has changed the call. Packers in a four-man front. They're showing man coverage. They drop back and look. There comes a rush. They got their hands on him, and he's going down. Our offensive line, I think that's the fourth or fifth sack we've given up tonight. And John Belcher will come in to punt. We'll lose back to the 32, so it'll be fourth and 13. Ty Lee for the Packers goes back to receive the punt with 2:35 to go here in the third quarter.
It's a 9-yard loss on that sack, Wes.
Mm. Here we go. Waiting on Belcher's punt. High punt. Signal for a fair catch. Our guy tripped, ran into the kick returner.
And he was holding on. I mean, he didn't drag him to the ground or anything, just barely touched him.
But he tripped as he was going down, and you could say that it was not intentional, so they didn't throw a flag. It'll be Packers football first and 10 at their 32-yard line. 2:12 to go here in the third period. Vikings trail 23-7.
This third quarter has gone by pretty quickly, Wes, and unfortunately for the Vikings, we hadn't put any points up yet.
We sure hadn't. Vikings go to a 3-4-man front, now 5. Mobley sends two receivers near side, drops back, looks. We come after him, pulls down. He just throws it out of bounds. Now
that's,
there's
there
the flag.
Go.
There
you.
We go. Intentional grounding.
Mobley's done a really good job most of the time looking for that receiver. This time he went way out of bounds, found no receiver. The closest one was 8 to 10 yards in.
And now back that all the way up back to the 22-yard line. It will be a loss of down also. So it'll be 2nd and 20 at the 2-minute mark here in the third quarter. Mobley drops back, looking for a little screen pass. He's got King underneath. Oh, did he get drilled from behind by number 30? Bill, tell us about it, buddy.
Yeah, Corbion White, the screen, the defensive line got in there quick. They realized it, made the turn, came back after him, and King was having to look for a space to get through, and Corbion White able to catch him from the backside.
3rd and 16, 1:35 to go here in the third period. Ball in the middle of the field going from right to left on your radio dial. It is at the Packers 26-yard line. Mobley, two receivers far side, single receiver near side, changes the play. Play clock at 3, 2, 1. He gets it off in time. Look, throws, intended for Javonte Woods, throws it out of bounds. It'll be 4th down. Packers will have to punt with 1:11 to go.
Well, Wes, one thing that happened on that play that you don't see on the radio, Brian Bell turned to the fans and raised his hands and raised them again. Let's get up, let's get up. The fans started to get up. He made his turn around the corner. He couldn't get there, but as you say, for a defensive lineman, get your hands up. He did, and Mobley had to throw it over him, and it was incomplete.
Jock Alexander and Alex Brown back deep as they wait on the Packer punt. Let's take this into the house, fellas. And it's a booming punt. Oh, all the way back to the 25. We're just going to let it die at the 25-yard line. Alex Brown wanted to field it, but their Packers were downfield all over him, and it would have been a very dangerous one to do. Smart move. Vikings will take over 1st and 10 from our own 25 with 1:01 to go here in the third, trailing 23-7.
Well, Wes, our hurry-up offense at the end of the half worked good. We got 1 minute left in the third. Let's hurry up.
That's what I say. Let's hurry up and go.
Vikings on the field as Austin Dixon looks to the sideline for the play.
Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Should be able to have time for a couple of plays. Dixon waits for the signal. We're in a double tight end set. Anthony Robinson, a young freshman, the speedster, in the backfield. He's in motion. And we give it to Robinson. He's looking for a hole. Cuts inside. 1 man, 2, 3. Gets across the 30 up to the 31-yard line. Give him 6 yards on the carry. It'll be 2nd and 4 from there as we're inside 50 seconds here in the third period. First region game of the year.
You hear the fans saying, let's go, let's go.
They won't.
And the clock continues to run now under 30 seconds.
Dixon barks out the signals. Packers, that 5-man front, slides under center, waiting on the snap. Oh, and we jump. Oh, we jump.
Well, you saw the lineman turn, and he looked at Austin, said, like, I thought it was on first, on one. It was not. So he jumps. We lose 5 yards, and it's second and nine.
And we're fixing to spread it out. There comes Daquan Mitchell and Sanika Fuller in. They go to the far side of the field. Packers now will shift back to a four-man front. 16 seconds. We don't have to run a play. Coach may just let the clock run out here. I don't know. Dixon barks out the signals. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Catch made by Malik Roberts. We've got the first down out to the 35-6-yard line. This is the end of the third quarter. We head to the fourth, trailing 23-7. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Martin Stadium, West Jamesville Osborne. Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. First and 10 Vikings. As we have swapped ends of the field, we're at our 39-yard line. We send trips to the far side. Dixon will keep Jerome Daniels in the backfield with him. Packers showing a five-man front. We bring Nate Brantley back in as a blocking back. Dixon barks out the signals. Gives it to Daniels over the right side, looking for a hole. Sticks his head in there between some Packers and gets up across the 40 up to about the 42, 43-yard line. It will be second and six from the 43. Set the ball down on the far hash mark. We run a player off, run another one on. We send Fuller and Mitchell to the far side. Dixon looking for the play. Gets it now. Steps under center. Now backs out in the shotgun. Daniels behind him in the pistol. Packers go to a four-man front. Again, we give it to Daniels. Daniels sticks his head in there. Gets up maybe to the 45. That'll be 2 yards, Bill, if he got that. It will be third and about five from there. Malik Roberts comes in. Mitchell checks out. Nope, we bring Mitchell and Fuller to the press box side of the field. Trey Jackson in at blocking back. We've got a third and four. We need a first down here. He drops straight back. There comes the rush. Goes across the middle, and we have the first down if he's made the catch. It is Malik Roberts at the 50-yard line. What hands Malik had to pull that ball down.
There should have been a flag. I don't know if there is. There's one back here. But the defender was coming across the back of Malik. There was no flag for that. But there's a flag in the backfield. Let's see.
Bill? They're calling holding on the Vikings.
But I tell you, the defender came across the back of Malik, threw him to the ball. And that was why the catch by Malik was so phenomenal, because he had the defender on his back.
These are Atlanta area officials. Third and 20 now. Or 23. We're all the way back at our 26-yard line. We've got to get to the 50. He drops back. There comes the rush. And he's going down again. They sent a three-man rush, and they beat it.
Well, there was in coverage, and Austin tried to step up. Just couldn't have that happen, and Vikings will have to punt as the clock runs 10 minutes and 15 seconds here in the fourth quarter. We trail 23-7.
Belcher standing back about the 6-yard line. Ty Lee for the Packers standing about our 45.
Long time here on the
punt. It is. And he gets a high, high kick. Hits at the 45, rolls across the 40. We'll let it roll down to about the 36-and-a-half-yard line where we'll down it, and the Packers will take over first and 10 from their own 36-and-a-half with 9:38 to go in the ball game. Our Vikings trailing 23-7. And
guys, self-inflicted wounds here in the third quarter, or in the second half, I should say. We killed two drives with one fumble and one holding call. Both times, we were moving the football, so we've got to do a better job of hurting ourselves.
You've got that right. Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply update. Trips to the near side, single receiver, far side. Mobley puts King in the pistol right behind him. That's where the running back lines up, right behind the quarterback. How that play action? Throws it out to Javonte Woods, it looks like, on the far side. First down as they get into Viking territory, down to about the 42-yard line.
Well, we did hear, Wes, a final from over in Camden. That score final at Camden 14, Valdosta 10.
Mobley with trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side.
Colquitt now running all the time off the clock they can.
Yep. Gives it to King. King bounces outside, got a hold as he cuts to the corner, gets a block by Keel Pollard, and all the way down to about the 15-yard line.
There's a flag, get way over on the far sideline, about the 35.
And I think we're going to have a hold out there on the corner. And that may be on Keel Pollard, sophomore wide receiver.
King was able to find that corner. That may have been why.
He'll repeat first down. Let's see how far they back him. It'll be first and 12 back at our 45. 9 minutes to go here in the ball game.
They start the play clock. It's running 8:55 now. And now they stop it.
And they want an official timeout. And what for? I'm not sure.
I think it was a question about the clock, and it's running. So that's you saw the line judge look up at the clock. Let's see what he thinks. Maybe it shouldn't have been running. Let's see.
I don't know. Tifton and Coffey are 14-14 in the third quarter. First.
To put 9:03 on the game clock. 9:03 on the game clock.
Thanks, Barty.
And
9:03.
And they're going to put 9:03 on the game clock.
There we go. That is the time that's set. Thank you, Marty. And the equipment parts supply sideline update gets us a clock set.
Mobley. Again, no, he gives it to King, pulls it out. He's got the ball, he's off and running. Had to get to the 30. The 20. We got a bead on him, and we knock him out of bounds about the 2-yard line. He has showed not only can he throw a football, but he can run with it as well.
Well, and that's the piece that maybe we didn't plan for tonight. We had a Viking with his helmet come off. That was number 44, Jeff Phillips. Jeff did exactly what he was supposed to do. He quit and backed off. And, you know, that new rule that once that helmet comes off, you cannot participate.
Yep. 8:54 to go here in the ball game. Packers first and goal down at the 3-yard line. Mobley, two running backs in the backfield with him. He gives it to King right up the middle looking for a hole. He gets hit as he gets down about the 2. And it looks like Trey Jackson gets up off the bottom of that pile. Clock's running down to 8:35. Well, I want to remind everybody the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show at Cheddar's on Tuesday night. We'll be there at 6:45 here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Coach Mack will be in about 7:10. We'll talk to him about tonight's ball game. Mobley again gives it to King right up the middle. He's got a hole into the end zone. It's touchdown Packers.
That'll put 6 more on the board for the Packers. As all of a sudden here in the fourth quarter, one couple plays here and there in a turn of events, and all of a sudden Colquitt's put 6 on the board. It's 29-7 awaiting the extra point, and we got an official timeout. Not sure why.
Oh, injured Packer player.
All right, there he comes off the sideline.
Vikings will travel to Brunswick next Friday night. And, Bill, I don't have
7:30 kickoff.
I was going to ask you, 7:30 kickoff, which means we'll be on the air at 6:30 with the pregame show. There's a kick. It's good. And the Packers lead 30-7. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high end over end kick bounces into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Taylor Biddle and the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Packers, they ran one play. Excuse me, that's wrong. We got to do something real quick to correct that.
All right, Taylor, we'll come back to you. Real quickly, let's go down to the sidelines and Marty Rogers.
This is one of those times when you just got to test yourself a little bit and dig deep. Do you hang your head or do you come back out and play? And that's what the coaches were telling the team on the sidelines just then during that exchange. So we'll see what we do. See if we come out fighting with our heads up, if we come out with our heads down.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. We'll go to Taylor right after this. Dixon sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Brings a man in motion back towards us. Gets it to the end around, looking for a hole. Cuts back inside. There was nothing there. I think it was Daquan Mitchell on the carry. Taylor?
Last drive for the Pack. They ran four plays, 64 yards. Resulted in a two-yard touchdown run by King. Ran 1 minute and 7 seconds off the clock. Pack leads 30-7 over our Vikings. 7 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
Thank you, Taylor, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Dixon now will send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. He's got Anthony Robinson in the backfield. Packers in a four-man front. That's what they do when we go to our spread offense. There they come. On the rush, steps up in the pocket. Got their arms on him, and Dixon goes down at the 20.
And now I'm, now that we've got this kind of situation going on, it's great coverage by the Colquitt Packers. But Austin's got to see down the field quicker and make a decision, just a hair faster, to go ahead and get the ball out. He's trying to do too much with the ball, maybe, keeping it too long. All he needs to do is just get it out of his hands, give his receivers a chance. You ask a receiver what he wants a chance to catch the ball.
Absolutely. Dixon, though, just a sophomore. Ken trips to the far side. Drops back again, looks, waiting for the rush. Throws it out to Jerome Daniels, and they read the screen. They sniffed it out and come up and made the tackle as we get up to about the 22-23. Bill, that's going to be fourth down. We're going to have to punt again as we're inside the seven-minute mark here to go in the ball game. Vikings trailing 30-7.
Well, the screen was there. He had it. He had to loft it too much, and Daniels had to wait on the ball to get there, and that took a few seconds and probably kept him from getting the first down.
Belcher standing at our 15. They're not even going to send a back to receive it. And he kicked it, lets it hit at the 50. And it bounces down at the 44-yard line. That's where the Packers will take over first and 10 from their own 44-yard line. 6.5 minutes to go here in the ballgame. And Packers leading 30-7. It's been a long, long night for our Vikings, and we got stats. Taylor will have stats for you after the ball game. I want to remind everybody, the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, live from Cheddar's. We'll be there. We were there this past Tuesday night. We'll be there this Tuesday night. It's a great place to eat, good place to come play some football. And the Packers have a new quarterback. That is Brian Castro, I think. Castro gives the ball to Ty Lewis. Nope, that's not Ty Lewis. That's I'll get that number for you for that Packer running back. That's number 13.
The quarterback, I'm sorry, was number 4, Chase Parrish.
And the running back was Nathaniel Powell. Packer subs are getting some playing time now as we hit the 6-minute mark. It'll be second and 2. Looting for Parrish as he's just taking his time. He's in the pistol. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Again, gives it that back right up, and he goes down. That's, Powell. Powell gets tackled. He'll lose a couple of yards. So from second and 2, they'll drop back and make it 3rd and 4. Ball on the near hash mark.
Clock continues to run on the run play, and Colquitt is using just about every bit of that play clock.
for you folks just turned in. Camden beat Valdosta 14-10. Coffee and Tift are tied.
Tift won 22-14.
Tift beat Coffee 22-14. There's the quarterback keeps it. He's down the field. And we run him out of bounds as he crosses the 45 down to the 40. Gets down to about the 36 before we run him out of bounds, Bill.
And I tell you, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. The option play is killing us.
Read option.
Taylor just said, it's a read option. And the quarterback's making the right decision. We're not there. And he picked up a first down for the Packers.
First and 10 clock at the 5-minute mark. As we ran Parrish out of bounds. He's got number 19. That is Malik Lewis, a senior, in at running back. Parrish gives it to Lewis. Lewis gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He'll fall forward. That's Trey Jackson on the tackle along with number 30, Corbion White. They'll actually lose 2 yards. So it'll be second and 12. We're inside 5 minutes now. We will be in Brunswick next Friday night. Airtime, folks, is 6:30, kickoff at 7:30. 4.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. And the Vikings trail 30-7. There's a snap. New running back in. That's number 3. He's carrying the ball. That is Tim Sanders, a senior, getting a little play in time for the Packers. So it'll be third down as he'll pick up about eight yards. So it'll be third and about 6 with 4 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings will go to 3 and... Nope. I don't understand these hands.
There's 4 minutes left in this ball game.
Oh. Parrish gives it to number 3. He gets the first down as he gets across the 25 down to the 24-yard line. Tim Sanders on the carry.
Do pick up that other first down, though. Clock continues to run when they set the chains.
Down to the 24-yard line. Clock running out at 3:25. On the far hash mark, Packers using every bit of that clock that they can.
Yeah, and rightfully so, you should.
Parrish gives it to number 13. There's going to be a flag in there for a hold. That'll stop the clock. That was Powell on the carry. Stop the clock with 3:06 to go.
The Colquitt running backs, Wes, even when they've been hit, it's yards after the initial hit. They're still picking up 3, 4, 5 yards. And that's something maybe the Vikings get in the film room this week, fix. They've got to stop guys when they get that first hit. This 4, 5, 6 yards that they're picking up after the initial contact is killing us in this game, and it will throughout the regular season if you don't fix it now.
And they back it back out to the 40-yard line. Clock running out. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Parrish for the Packers. Gives it to Powell again over the left side. He gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and about 24.
Jackson with the stop for the Vikings. 2:30, the clock continues to run here. And as we said, the play clock is not our friend right now. They just started at 2:23, kind of doing some quick math. If we get the ball back, it's going to be less than a minute or right at a minute left, Wes.
Yep.
And I say, Katie, bar the door, just start throwing it down the field.
Parrish keeps it on quarterback keeper up the middle. Got a hole. He's off and scampering to the end zone. Run the fake to Powell. We bit. Hole opened up. And he carries it to the end zone.
a 38-yard run by the quarterback, and Colquitt draws blood again here in the fourth quarter, going up 36-7, awaiting the extra point. Yep, and
what?
Same kicker. Waiting on the snap.
Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. With a minute 59 to go, it's the Packers 37, our Vikings 7. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
Wes, that's a dejected look of Lowndes High Vikings out there on the field.
It sure is, and if I'm not mistaken, Bill, this is the first time since 94 that the Packers have won here at Martin Stadium. Nope. 94, and only the second time in Rush Pro's career that he has been able to beat our Vikings.
And he did it pretty handily so far. Now, I didn't mean to get up. I don't give up till that clock hits zero. And I know it's a long way back, and it's probably not going to happen, but I'm not conceding until it hits triple zero.
There's Vegas' kick, high end over end kick. Alex Brown takes it at the 2. He's up to the 5, the 10, the 15, sees a seam, cuts across the 20, up to the 25. And that's where he goes down. A minute 51 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trailing by 30. And we'll take over first and 10 from our 25.
Last drive for the Packers, ran 8 plays, 56 yards, ran 3 minutes and 25 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 38-yard touchdown run by quarterback Chase Parrish.
Oh, thank you, Taylor, for that Page Heating and Air drive recap. Dixon. We're playing to the whistle. We've still got our starters in there.
Still
double
a long
tight
time,
end.
Though. Let's go.
Right up the middle to Arvin Berry, the big fullback turns, and he'll pick up about 8 yards as he gets out to about the 34, 33-yard line.
Guys, it'll be say a word about Arvin Berry there when the defense came off the field on that last possession. He met him halfway and said, hustle off the field, guys. Come on, we got a lot of football to play tonight and a lot of football to play the rest of this year. We keep our heads up. So way to be a leader there for number 20. That's Arvin Berry.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply update. Daniels in motion, and we give it to Daniels on the counter around the left side. Got a hole, 1-2, has a first down as he busts out across the 40 up to the 45. And that'll stop the clock as it gets up to the 46-yard line with a minute 9 to go here in the ball game.
Stops the clock on the first down.
They'll set it down, and the official winds the clock. Dixon barks out the signals. Inside 1 minute to go. Robinson in motion, gives it to Anthony Robinson on the counter by one man, two. Look up the middle, he cuts outside, still on his feet. Trying to get down the sidelines, and they're running out of bounds at the 20-yard line. The sophomore showing us something to look forward to. And Bill, that's something. We look at this, we're trailed by 30 points, 33-yard run by Anthony Robinson, but look at all the underclassmen we have playing.
And
yep, looking at Dixon. Oh, there comes the official, comes in, blows the whistle. Why?
Timeout, well, Colquitt.
Timeout, Colquitt. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. It will be first and 10 Vikings at the Packer 20-yard line. 46.2 seconds to go, and we're trailing 37-7. Dixon puts Robinson in motion. The counter to Jerome Daniels right up into the teeth of that Packer offense. And the Hogs just knock him down as he gets down to about the 17-yard line, giving 3 yards on the carry. That clock running, it will be inside 30 seconds. Whenever we come back, we line them up. Dixon slides under center. Packers in a five-man front. Again to Robinson on the counter. Robinson runs down to the 10. He's going to be close to the first down. Clock's running. That will be the last play of the ball game. Our Vikings lose 37-7. We'll drop to 3-2 on the year, 0-1 in the region. A lot of region games left. A lot of football left with this young, very young Viking football team. We will take, and let's go down to the field and Marty Rogers. Nope.
Doing another interview at the moment, guys.
Okay. We're back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box where our Vikings will go to 3-2 on the year, 0-1 in the region, 37-30. And this was the team that Coach Pro said, if I can't win a state championship with this team, I probably won't be able to win one. Just go ahead, Marty.
Like, obviously not the way you want to start the region. What do you
Man, we got to get better, man. I mean, you know, we still got five region bonds. We got to get, you know, fix what we got going.
Coach, good luck. Thank you.
We apologize for the technical difficulties. Kind of got a little far out of range that time. Didn't get him stopped in time. And as you can imagine, Coach McPherson, not a lot to say. It's disappointing to lose a game like this. 37-7, the Vikings fall to the Colquitt County Packers. Not a lot of bright spots for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight. So go ahead, Marty.
Bill, I was just going to say, I was walking with him. He did a long interview there with the Valdosta Daily Times, and he did say that, you know, Colquitt had a great team tonight. They were bigger. They dominated the line of scrimmage, and they came out and had a good game plan, and he said that we just got whooped tonight. Obviously not happy. You know, he said we're going to go in the locker room, we're going to regroup. We got five more region ball games, and we still got a lot to play for. So he's got a tough job to do in that locker room tonight and in the coming weeks, and I think, of course, he'll regroup this team, and we'll get better. But he obviously not happy, but he knows there's still a lot to play for.
Well, that you know, he's exactly right. I mean, a situation like this that Tipp County beats Coffey. I mean, we really thought Coffey might have had maybe a little better team. Tipp County comes out, takes it to them. This the region can get really muddy as we go through this this region if a team or two can't really get out there and take control of it. The Vikings fall here tonight, the first one. We got Brunswick next week. If we can regroup with that, then we've got games looking forward to there. Maybe we can be that team that can charge out, win the rest of them, you know, hope for a couple things here and there, and maybe sneak in as the number one seed. Who knows? You never know at this point.
Let's move to our page hitting and air post-game stats report. First downs tonight for the Vikings. The Vikings did have 11 first downs. Colquitt had 20 first downs. Rushing attempts tonight, the Vikings were 39 rushing attempts for 116 yards. The Packers were 38 rushing attempts for 249 yards. Passing tonight, the Vikings were 5 of 7 for 86 yards passing. Colquitt was 11 of 22 for 181 yards passing. Neither team threw an interception tonight. Total plays tonight, 46 total plays for the Vikings for a total of 202 yards. Colquitt had 60 plays tonight for 430 yards. Vikings averaged 4.4 yards per play. Packers averaged 7.2 yards per play. Vikings did fumble the ball three times, losing it once. The Packers did not fumble the ball tonight. Penalties, the Vikings were penalized seven times for 55 yards. Packers were penalized nine times for 64 yards. We had to punt the ball eight times for an average of 34.1 yards. Colquitt punted the ball twice tonight for an average of 44.5 yards. Kick returns tonight. The Vikings had five kick returns for 109 yards. Packers had one kick return for 13 yards. Time of possession tonight, the Packers had the ball for 21 minutes and 3 seconds. The Vikings had the ball for 25 minutes and 3 seconds. First third down conversion rate, Vikings were only 1 of 10 on third down conversion, while the Packers were 3 of 11 on third down conversions. Packers were 1 of 1 on fourth down conversions. Vikings were 0 for 0 on fourth down conversions. Sacks tonight, Vikings were sacked three times for 19 yards, six times tonight for 30, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Pardon me, three times tonight for 19-yard loss. Packers were sacked six times tonight.
Flip that.
That's right, 36-yard loss. Leading rushers tonight for your Vikings, Jerome Daniels had 13 carries for 50 yards. Arvin Berry had six carries for 28 yards. leading receiver tonight. Brandon Roberts had one catch for 47 yards. Malik Roberts had two catches for 25 yards. And that wraps up the Page Hitting Air Stat Report. Vikings do fall 37-7 to the Colquitt County Packers.
And I'll try to look to see where Marty was. I don't see Marty. So, Taylor, your final thoughts, buddy.
Yeah, we got dominated on the offensive side of the ball by the Packers. We just could not stop them. Gave up 405 yards of total offense. It seems like the one time we had them with their back against the wall, they took one play to open up the field. We had to get better. Offensively, you know, I think we made a few adjustments when it came to passing when we needed to. I like the timing that Austin Dixon showed with Malik Roberts. There were a couple timing routes. And, you know, we spread the ball out. We just could not set the tone running. And just like last year where Colquitt couldn't set the tone running against us, that was the difference in the ball game tonight. I didn't see any really, really huge penalties besides the one Marty mentioned when we were driving. Turnovers tonight, we only turned the ball over once. We did fumble it a couple times, but there's only one turnover. Vikings just did not make the Packers drive the full length of the field that often tonight, and that was the difference of the ball game. Our defense was on the field a lot tonight. We just got to put this behind us, get out there, try to get our first region win, and get into the playoffs.
Bill?
Well, you know, I look at the scoreboard. Of course, I'm not happy with that. I thought that we still have a long way to go. We've got a lot of things left to get better at. But you know what? I'm going to look at the positive side. This game's over, and we're going to move forward, and we've got a great game coming up next week against the Brunswick Pirates. We got to put this out of our minds. We got to move forward. We can't stop what happened here. It's done. It's over with. Let's move forward. Let's go 5-0 from this point. Do what we can, and that's all you can do. And I think if the kids get that understanding that, you know, this game's over, it's finished, we got things we can work on, we can get better, let's go 5-0 starting right now, and then we got a chance to get and go a long ways in the playoffs. I really think I'm disappointed in the loss. I'm not disappointed in the effort that the kids put forth. I still think we need a little more urgency on offense. We've got the no huddle in place. Let's use it. Let's really start putting some putting the screws to it and start rotating that and just move. And I think if we get better at that, we're going to be better offensively. Defense, I really thought, did a good job, short of a few plays here and there. So I'm looking forward to the next five games. With a positive attitude, we're going 5-0 from here.
I want to remind everybody we will be in Brunswick next Friday night, pregame at 6:30. Kickoff will be at 7:30. Also, Tuesday night at Cheddar's, the new home for the Randy McPherson Lounge Night Coaches Show, sponsored by Deloach Body Works. We will be at Cheddar's. Airtime at 6:45, and coach will come in about 7 o'clock. We'll talk about tonight's ball game and the upcoming game with Brunswick. You will like the new format that we have. It's a round table discussion to start with, and that's the way it ends, with some coaches and players in between. It's a very friendly atmosphere, a great place to be. You'll want to be at Cheddar's this Tuesday night. And Vikings lose 37-7. And as Bill said, it's over and done with. It's time to move on. We got the Brunswick Pirates coming up next Friday night.
Wes, unfortunately, the Vikings, as we say, fall here in the first game. Moving forward positively for the next five. And there's nothing left to say but good night, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered and produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for the Viking Voice, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. You have been listening to Viking Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.